them and get on back to church and then get on down here to the Oyster Bar hungry.
Looking now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Night. You're several ages older now. Your eyes have started showing how. The little girl's growing now. Morning girl, was that you last night?
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Florence is about to make landfall in North Carolina. Griff Jenkins says in New Bern,
all night long, rescues going on. People are constantly calling, saying they're up to their chest in water. They're trying to get on their roof. And then in Jacksonville, the hotel had structural damage. They rescued 70 people. Fortunately, no one hurt.
More than 300,000 homes and businesses have lost power. The worst of the storm surge is expected to kick in with high tide around noon. 8,000 homes north of Boston are evacuated after dozens of gas explosions and fires. One person was killed by a chimney falling onto a car. Others are injured.
Right now, the focus is every house, go in there, shut the gas off, make it safe so people can back in their house as soon as possible.
Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera, the cause of the explosions isn't known yet, but gas lines were being worked on at the time. Fox News, we report, you decide.
following is an announcement from the National Hurricane Research Lab in Punta Gorda, Florida. As Hurricane Florence approaches, several atmospheric readings and radar data have led to the discovery that Hurricane Florence now wishes to identify as Hurricane Frank. This, of course, will throw off the nationally accepted male-female identification of tropical storms and hurricanes. But it's what Florence, I mean Frank, wants. And as a country, we need to respect her, I mean his, wishes. Once again, Hurricane Florence is now identifying as Hurricane Frank, which means the 100-plus mile-per-hour winds will now smell like Coors and Slim Jims.
In case you haven't heard, it's Friday. How does that make you feel, Greg Budell?
You know what?
What?
I'm happy.
My goodness, man. Control yourself. Jay Scott, what would you say if I told you next week had three Fridays in it? Dynamite. Emily Hayes, have you heard the news? It's Friday.
Well, isn't that special?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I understand you're looking for a part-time job to earn some money on the weekends.
I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark.
And Rich Thomas, what would you say if I told you there would be no more bad weather to report on this year?
Ooh, yeah!
Everyone is geared up for Friday. Stand by for three men.
Butt scratcher! Butt scratcher! Get your butt scratcher here!
And a lady.
Good work. Thank you. Rusty's here today.
Hey.
Jay Scott is in. Now this is and of course we start with the adorable
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Breaking news, National Hurricane Center, Dateline, Miami, Florida. And the time is 7 a.m. Central Time, 7 Eastern Time. They report that the center of Florence is about to make landfall at Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, with 90-mile-an-hour winds. Again, it is the northern eye wall has certainly passed, and the eye is moving into Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, right now. So it's going to stick around. If you check out my morning video, you'll see that at 2 p.m., it's still an 80-mile-an-hour hurricane near the coast, not far from where it is now. At 2 a.m., it's still a 75-mile-an-hour hurricane, not far from where it is, a little bit to the southwest, near the North Carolina-South Carolina border. By mid-afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, it's not far from where it is, but it's a tropical storm, so they're going to be raked for hours after relentless hours on the North Carolina coast. And meanwhile, that other system has gone into Texas, or is going to into Texas, with extremely heavy rain. So you got, we're in between. You got Florence on the east. You got that other system on the west. And the air is sinking near us, so lots of sunshine. Storms will be scarce, if any, isolated. High 94, that'll be the third day in a row. Heat index 100 to 105. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, abundant sunshine. I think the rain chances are 10% or less, with highs in the middle 90s. Eek. Lows at night in the low to mid 70s. And right now, this morning, a little bit of fog in some areas. Calm winds. Temperature is 73 at 6:09.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Just last week, we mentioned that the Pittsburgh.
I've been there.
Some days I live in it. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Uh-huh. We'll leave that as yet another major city without a daily newspaper. So when a newspaper is launched, I think it's electrifying news. It bucks the trend.
Yeah, because so a lot of people go to that internet thing to get their news and stuff. They don't read the paper anymore.
I did not know until this very morning that there is a town in Missouri called Uranus.
Now,
really?
Wait a minute. Before you play the clip, Missouri is the Show me Uranus.
You can get smacked around real quick over in Missouri if you do that.
Incorrigible.
Already know you.
We're 10 minutes into the show. He has hit the I button for the first time. Here is a report, and catch this. The name of the TV station that's doing this report is KY3.
KY3 on Uranus.
On Uranus.
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus, which is actually a tourist attraction known best for their fudge factory and other attractions here. Well, it's not a city, it's a destination.
That's just wrong. Couldn't you be known for something else?
Stick your KY somewhere
else. The fudge factory. I guess people that work there are, well, never mind.
You know, when you were describing all the tropical activity, I was singing to the Steelers' Wheels song. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, stuck in the middle of you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at the moment, we're in pretty good shape, but all of this activity is a reminder that having a backup generator is a darn good idea.
Sure.
And the people to get that backup generator from, that's Mr. Electric, the Generac, 22-kilowatt generator. With a $200 discount is available through the end of the month. They extended that special because they had so much response in August. So through the end of September only, you can get the Generac with that discount from Mr. Electric. Of course, if you don't have a go-to electrician, I urge you to consider them. Just write the name down on a post-it note. Stick it on the fridge. So when you need an electrician in an emergency or you need an electrician for some type of installation, an extra outlet indoors or outdoors, whatever the electrical need might be, these are the people that you want. They not only show up on time, clean up any debris, they give you upfront pricing, no changes, no surprises. Integrity and experience matter, especially when it comes to quality electrical
you
work.
You can consult with them, too. They'll come to your house free and consult with you about a Generac, and mine's on the way.
And they will also, of course, when they price out a project, that's the price you can expect to pay at the end with no surprises. 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com. We'll get your local news at 612, and then we'll be right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Troy University student was robbed at gunpoint Wednesday night. University officials say this robbery happened around midnight on campus near Wallace Hall. Thankfully, the student was not injured. The local Red Cross has been on standby for the last couple of days, waiting to assist with recovery from Hurricane Florence. They are sending 15 volunteers to North and South Carolina to help out with shelters, as well as several emergency response vehicles and feeding trucks. And the Montgomery County Board of Education approved a budget for fiscal year 2019, but there is still a $9 million deficit. The deadline to submit the budget is Monday. It will now go to the State Board of Education for approval. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a time out and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton. Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Ready, don't you? the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale Friday at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
What day is it?
Friday.
Fun Friday. Just add a little fun.
TGIF.
What's that stand for?
TGIF.
You know what this means, don't you?
I mean, no, I don't really know what you mean.
Thank God it's Friday.
No, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Nikix is your show.
One more thing.
It's showtime.
Coming up a little bit later, the Duncan and Sub Predictathon week 3 already, and it's going to be Alabama-LSU. That's the game we're going to be seeking your predictions on so you can win the works.
Did you say Auburn-LSU?
Is that what I said? Did I say Alabama-LSU?
I thought I heard that.
I don't know.
I got people sitting 2 feet away. They can't remember what I said.
I think you said Alabama-LSU, but
I can't remember what I said.
It's Auburn.
Ah, okay.
LSU, that's right. The game that we're going to feature.
If you did, we knew what you meant.
Yeah. And the Duncans will join us, and we'll kick the game around a little bit, offer our own predictions. I will be leaving the show a little early today.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you going?
Back to the dentist.
You got to go back, huh?
I'm going to get my hole filled.
You know, the last time I had one pulled... And I didn't want to have it pulled, but they pulled it, and he actually put a little, I don't know what it was a little thing with antiseptic on it, and sewed it up. And the stuff in there disintegrated over time. Mm-hmm. I never had a problem with a dry socket or anything.
I didn't have a dry socket.
I hate that.
But I have had a miserable, usually it's the first hour and a half of the show are fine.
Right.
But the two things you're not supposed to do when you've got a vacancy trying to heal so they can put the new crown in.
Right.
Not supposed to smoke, and you're not supposed to talk.
Well, how you doing on the smoking thing?
Oh, just swell.
I've been doing a lot of healthy things, including. Did you get the? I see the vinegar over there.
Yeah, no. What are
apple cider vinegar.
I have heard so much about that.
Two things. Well, first of all, it. My pressure was just a little high on the Monday thing, so
yeah.
It's supposed to lower blood pressure and attack belly fat. Well, I like both of those things.
Get me a case of it. Yeah.
How are you supposed to
take this? It says
Dr. Thomas.
Two tablespoons. I went a little more. I did a shot.
I was going to say, can you just drink it out of the bottle? Like, you know.
Hey, you want to do some vinegar shots?
Sure.
Another one?
You party animal, you.
I was doing shots at 2 o'clock this morning.
When you first wake up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then at 2:01, I was ordering iPhones.
Oh, you got to get your new one?
I love the brand. It's delicious White House.
Yeah, it's
apple vinegar.
Fish.
Yeah.
What does it taste like? Vinegar?
Vinegar, but... The white is a little more bitter. I think this is this is a little more palatable.
Give it a whiff.
Yeah, it's kind of bitter.
But you know what? It's vinegar, you know.
Anything that's really good for you.
It's not going to be that tasty. It's
not going to smell like chocolate.
No.
Chocolate vinegar.
Anyway, we are at 6:18. Weekday afternoons, we are registering people to help out their next tailgate event with our new Big Shot contest.
Ooh.
And that includes a full-size party tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And don't forget, if you go to bombhowers.com, you can check out all your catering options there if you're having a gang over for a big game like Auburn-LSU this weekend. And I urge you, if you are a fan of one side or the other, to try the new wings. The Rivalry Series wings are really excellent. I actually have to admit, I like the Screaming Eagles a little bit more. It's a very unique sauce. All of their sauces are great.
You know what? You've actually sold me. That's how good a salesman you are. I'm going to, for my football viewing tomorrow, I'm going to get the Screaming Eagle wings.
Well, I would like to. Just call me when you want them. I'll bring them over. I'll deliver.
Ooh, no. That worked out.
Yeah. And pick up the filet, too.
Of course, anything else, Mr. Thomas? Did you want extra sour cream for your baked potatoes?
Do they have lobster vinegar over there?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the one question I can't answer.
I don't think so.
About the Baumhauer's menu. It is 6:20. Coming up, we have Rich's timeline for the 14th of April. And there's something else. Oh, a topic on TV today.
Oh, what could it be?
Oh, it's a topic?
Well, that's
subject.
Usually a subject of something you discuss, but that's not important.
Help me
get the hook out of my mouth.
If you were about to start dating someone and you knew they were the other team fan, if you knew that in advance, would you not date them?
When you say other team, you're not talking about
not
Auburn
your team.
Or Alabama.
No,
are you?
I'm talking about.
I think he's trying to say is.
Alabama?
No matter who you are, would you consider that they're they like the wrong team?
And well, I'll have to mull that one over.
But there's a lot of mixed families. You see in front of houses, you see two flags.
That little funny little thing, a family divided.
I've learned something about relationships through failure and therapy. And my previous process was to just jump in and get real emotional and committed and physical. And then you start finding out all the things you hate about each other.
Yeah.
Usually you should try and find out the things you know that are deal breakers. You should try and subtly learn those over your forced dinner. Pardon me.
I was having a conversation yesterday.
Time for the first codeine rag.
And they said, did you ever know anybody who salted their food before they ate it? Before they tasted it? See if it needed salt.
Do you remember that story?
No.
A CEO who was, this was a major corporation, and it was a chain of department stores. I want to say it was JCPenney at the time. Anyway, he's trying to hire this guy, and he's close to hiring it, but he saw the guy salt his food before he tasted it.
That was the story the person told me.
That was the deal breaker.
That's what they told me.
That's the deal breaker.
And
because you acted without checking it out first.
My wife does that.
Yeah.
And I figure after 35 years this year, in just a couple of weeks, if that's the only thing, we've done pretty
that's
good.
That's the worst thing.
Hey, you know what?
What's that?
We need something to... That's not one of those I can give you an airplane answer to. But we do need something to celebrate at Baumhauer's this coming Wednesday night. How about your wedding anniversary?
Well, I'll see if I can get her to come down there. I'm sure I can, since you're going to do that, I'm sure I can get her to come on down.
Here's how it works, Rusty.
Yeah?
You say... Woman? Woman?
What was it? The Troglodyte song?
Greg Budell wants us to be the guests of honor at Baumhauer's Wednesday night for our anniversary, and you're going to be there.
We shall.
You!
That would be, the first thing. But
so if you guys are not going to Missouri to see Uranus...
we'll be there. We shall be there.
Yes.
Hell or high water, we will be right there.
And in case you missed our most electrifying moment, play, stupid.
What do you want me to play? Oh, you're talking to the machine.
I wasn't worth a minute ago. Why is it working it now? I hate it when this happens.
I'm live tonight in Uranus, which is actually a tourist attraction known best for their fudge factory and other attractions here. Well, it's not a city. It's a destination.
What do they call the people who put the fudge in the little box? That's all. I'm just going to leave it out there.
You know, they...
Leave it out. Don't.
I just know.
I know you.
Uranus is actually on Route 66, the old Route 66.
Yeah. How about that?
Where you get your kicks in Uranus.
If you've ever been kicked in Uranus, you know what I'm talking about.
You know what? This would probably be a good time to switch topics so we don't find ourselves downstairs.
If Jay will quit cutting in and interrupting.
He's a smart one.
Good soup.
You're supposed to do that at home.
He's a smart one in the group, man.
So you can join the conversation.
Look,
it's 24 minutes after 6. We haven't heard a peep from you.
Peep.
All right. We'll be back with more from Jay.
He's paid by the word.
Better now? You feel better now? You've heard a peep?
Well, you know what? Emily's not here to be his Ojan provocateur, so that's why he's so quiet, you know. I mean, nobody's giving me a chance to say,
go back to ISIS.
That kind of thing. Time to check traffic when we come back to Timeline for the 14th of September and today's lesson.
Ooh.
And it's a great song.
Oh.
In the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
We doing that? Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Saying a prayer for our friends up in North and South Carolina. They are taking a pounding right now from Hurricane Florence. Closer to home, everything looks pretty good. A little bit of wet stuff on the roads out there left over from yesterday. But no problems so far on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway. All that looking real good. You can shop on Sunday from noon till 6, buy a brand new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota. You can also go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your special price. ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning, Chief.
Hi. And 6:30 with the time live of the 14th September. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
257th day of this year. There are 108 days on National Hug Your Boss Day.
He ain't going to be here, is he?
No. He's not going to be
smart
here.
Smart guy.
Yeah,
you'd have to go
he
out
knew
town.
What he was doing.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah. It's National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Ooh.
Your boss would become bigger.
Yeah. And Leon's getting larger.
That's right. 208 years ago in 1810, Mexicans began their revolt against Spanish rule, the Mexican War of Independence. It lasted 11 years. And no, that didn't happen on Cinco de Mayo. 171 years ago, 1847, American forces seized control of Mexico City in the Mexican-American War. 153 years later, we agreed to build the Latin Grammy Awards as compensation. For 1901, McKinley dies of infection from his gunshot wound. He dies after being shot 8 days earlier at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. 82 years ago, 1936, the first frontal lobotomy was performed. What's the old line? I'd rather have a lobotomy in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. Yeah.
Was it on purpose or was it by accident? Or?
I don't know. I don't know because I've had a frontal lobotomy. So. 63 years ago in 1955, Little Richard recorded Tutti Frutti. Now, the lyric Tutti Frutti, all Rudy, was actually Tutti Frutti Good Booty. Which was considered way scandalous.
You think?
Yeah.
So. I could just see a bunch of people's heads explode when it.
The flip side was about bad booty. 58 years ago, 1960, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting, known as OPEC, created in Baghdad. Five founding members, including Iraq, Iran, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. There are 15 members today. We are not going to list them. 58 years ago, 1960, Chubby Checker's The Twist hits numero uno. 1974, Eric Clapton scored his number one version of Bob Marley's song, I Shot the Sheriff, which would never fly today. You could never play it. You could never release that. As
No.
Well, there was controversy then, too.
Yeah. Also on that date in 74, Stevie Wonder's Fulfilling This First Finale was the number one album on the album chart. What do you say we spin that one from the LP and make it our song of the day? DJs used to say they were spinning hits because they were played off of records which would spin. So students, get ready. Here's an important hook right here. Interesting to note that Stevie enlisted the help of the Jackson 5 as backup vocals. So Stevie, when they said yes, how did that make you feel? I bet. This one was released in August, reached number one, 1st of November. You Haven't Done Nothing, Stevie Wonder's.
We are amazed but not amused by all the things you say that you do.
That song was
awesome.
There you go.
We're much concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you.
Reportedly, it was a protest song about Nixon. Yeah. 1982, Hollywood star and real-life princess Grace dies. She was Princess Grace of Monaco, an American-born former film star, Grace Kelly.
Gorgeous woman.
Whose movie credits include A Country Girl, The Rear Window.
Yeah, she married Prince something. I can't think. Rainier.
Prince
right?
Rainier.
Yeah, yeah, the thing with you know, the great thing, Rear Window was an excellent movie.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it's number one movie in Uranus, Missouri.
I was just going to say that. If you weren't, I was all over that.
Their favorite of all time. But, and you look at that movie and you see Grace Kelly, who is a goddess, and then Jimmy Stewart in the wheelchair, and he's more interested in spying on neighbors than playing around with, you know, you're really hot. But
and Raymond Burr just looked bad. He was a huge man.
Yeah. Raymond Burr, I saw him in a noir film last Sunday morning playing a gangster.
He was good at it.
He was very versatile.
Yeah. She was only 52, by the way.
She was very young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 34 years ago in 1984, MTV's Video Music Awards held for the first time. Bette Midler, Dan Aykroyd host. Mm-hmm. 33 years ago in 85, Golden Girls debuted on NBC, and now Betty White is the last girl standing. 31 years ago in 87, Guinness Book of World Records honored Dick Clark's American Bandstand for being the longest-running TV show. 1999, millions flee from Hurricane Floyd. People evacuate their homes as Floyd is along the East Coast. Deaths are recorded from the Bahamas to New England. And in 99, that same moment, Disney World closed down for the first time in its 28-year history.
I have a personal gratitude to Hurricane Floyd.
Gratitude.
I was working in Indiana for a newspaper, and I wrote an article about what it would be like to go through a Category 5 hurricane, which Floyd was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it up, and I submitted it, and they bought it on the spot. So that was
pretty cool.
First and professional.
You know what it sounded like when it made landfall?
Ooh, ooh. Andy,
It's Floyd.
One of the most laid-back hurricanes ever.
Check out the picture in my office. It's Floyd, and it is spooky.
Wow.
Since then, they've closed more than four times for weather at Disney. They did it for Francis, Jean in 2004, and Matthew in 2016, and Irma last year. Disney World, as well as most amusement parks, are also closed down on September 11th, of course.
Mm-hmm.
9 years ago today, Patrick Swayze died. He was 57, pancreatic cancer. 2010, George Michael was sentenced to 8 weeks in prison for getting high and crashing his Range Rover into the front of a photo store. He's had a tumultuous life. Mm. Well, of course, it's over now.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse would have been 35 today. She died in 2011. Ryan Sutter is 44 today. I guess he was a firefighter on The Bachelorette, it says here.
Oh, okay.
Andrew Lincoln, who is 45. Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead, and he's going to be off the show?
This is last season.
Are they writing it? Are they going to continue the show?
I haven't heard. I imagine they will.
Isn't he like one of the main guys?
He is, and that's a huge departure from the source material.
Wow. Faith Ford is 54 today. Mary Crosby is 59. She shot J.R. She was Christian Shepherd.
That's right.
On Dallas. Star Trek legend and who played Chekhov on Star Trek, Walter Koenig, dead or alive?
Alive.
Dead. He's alive. It's the young Chekhov.
Oh, the other one that died horribly.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
His car backed into him.
Oh, man. Young guy, 20.
His car was left in neutral or something like that, and it just rolled back.
Freak accident.
Horribly.
The Lone Ranger would have had a birthday today.
Dead.
Clayton Moore. He's still dead. He died in 99. 12 days we are till Gregory Benjamin's birthday. Roughly 23 days later until Jay Bear has a birthday.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
70 days until the Iron Bowl. Christmas is 103 days away. And all government offices and most banks will be closed on the day of the River Region Royal Wedding. That's because it's a Saturday. It's now just 134 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
More on Florence later on here in just a little while. Lots of sunshine today. Storms will be scarce, isolated. High, 94. Heat index, 100 to 105. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, abundant sun. Low to mid-90s each day. And rain chances under 10%. Nighttime lows in the mid-70s right now this morning. We have a little bit of fog in some areas. Calm winds. Temperature is 73 at 6:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
The Cheap and Trashy coming up in just a little bit.
It's showtime.
We're getting ready for our TV hookup with Alabama Rising. Hey, can you tell I have a little color in my mustache? Looks a little washed out.
Yes, you. You look quite sporty.
So I went for the.
He's now getting a little more TV
Well, he was in makeup for a few minutes extra.
I saw that.
So he, you know, he's
well, for a while there, what was the point?
You sure is ugly.
Here we go.
Time now is 6:40. Is it possible to love someone if they're actively rooting against you when you're watching football on the weekend?
Yeah, a new survey asked people if they could date someone who was a fan of their rival sports team, and believe it or not, it was a bigger deal breaker for women than men. 22% of women say they couldn't date someone who's a fan of a team they hate. Only 15% of men had an issue with it.
I think we put way too much clout into this. Football teams. Now, I couldn't date somebody who was a different political thinking than me. But
teams, for some people, that is football.
Well, yeah. I think that's a little more important. All right, there's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from the Morning Show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
I'm right there with you, Olivia. Wanted to say this, that after many years of mistakes and hours of therapy, I finally realized that part of the problem is you meet somebody and you have that kind of like that lust thing going on. And you get deeply committed. Then you start finding out all the things that you really hate about the other person, could include the team they support and so forth. Right. So you should try and ferret out all the information at the very beginning of a relationship, don't you think?
What do you think? I think so, but I don't. As far as that stuff, yes. But the team, it's not going to bother me.
Well, we know there's a lot of mixed marriages.
Yes, that's very romantic. That's romantic when you say, here are my flaws.
Lay the cards on the table, man. Get it out there.
But, you've seen so many homes with the double flags or the license plates with Alabama and Auburn. And
doesn't love conquer all, though? Should that not be...
Not on Saturday.
Oh.
Not on Saturday.
Yeah. All's fair in love and football,
and not during the November elections, either.
Yeah, love takes a day off on Saturday.
Hey, growing up in Chicago, it wasn't a football kind of thing like it is here. Mm-hmm. It was Cubs and White Sox fans. Okay. That was you're from another planet.
It was Sox. I'm a big White Sox fan.
I was a Cub fan for years, gave them up when I moved to Miami and became a Marlins fan. But in this business, which is very, very competitive, if I met somebody and it got to the point where phone numbers might be exchanged and I found out they listened to one of my competing stations, that was it. That was a deal breaker.
Really?
Is that right?
That's a big deal for us, too.
Really?
I wouldn't go out with...
that I'm dating... I was very upset. I would be very upset, if I found out they watched a competitor.
I wouldn't date somebody that didn't watch your station. Although I'm already married, I just want to be clear about that. But I feel very, very passionately about that.
No, I'm not clear on this study, though. They're saying if you know in advance that somebody is for the other team, or if you find out later, is it different? You know what I mean?
Well, if you meet them and they're wearing an Auburn shirt, for example, that kind of tips off.
I think they're pretty nice then.
Sometimes you have to do a little investigation.
Well, you've got an Auburn shirt, though, Greg.
Now, Ryan.
I do.
No, Ryan's a big-time
Ryan Bama. Has been able to date a rival.
Yeah, I do cheer for Alabama, but I've dated an Auburn fan, and that's not a problem. I just, the one fan I could never date is a Tennessee fan.
Well, I just made it a point. I'm from Elmore County, so I just try to stay within my species. that has worked for me.
Thank you, Rusty.
No problem.
Look at the time.
Yeah. I'll be here all morning.
Yeah.
Keeping it in the species, I like.
Yeah. I got a bumper sticker. Yeah.
On behalf of, for all Elmoranians, we apologize.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Roll Tide.
Four Eagles.
Y'all have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
It is 6:44. Well, that was an interesting chat, wasn't it?
I'm sure they'll be talking about it all day.
No. You didn't think that was...
They'll be talking about it here and in Uranus.
Yes.
Oh! He's sneaky.
You got to realize, Rich, people are tuning in every so often, and they may not have heard that
about
clip
Uranus
that we played earlier.
There is
earlier,
a new town. There is a new town.
I'm live tonight in Uranus, which is actually a tourist attraction known best for their fudge factory and other attractions here. Well, it's not a city. It's a destination.
And I want you to know, I posted this on Facebook, and one of our listeners, Natalie, She said she just bought some fudge from the Uranus store and says, yum. So this is a legitimate thing. We're just having a little fun with the word.
Yeah.
Which we are prone to do on this show.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Forever. We should make Emily's down. We should make shirts.
Yeah.
What on them?
Yeah.
What do you want on the t-shirt?
I've been to Uranus.
I have visited.
And all I got was this t-shirt.
Senator, you're not from Uranus.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure I'll be paying a visit to Adam's Drugs a little bit later this morning after I visit the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And get this next step taken care of. I'll tell you, folks, we heard from a lot of people when Richardson's Pharmacy closed in Old Cloverdale, and it was a legendary business there, the longest serving local pharmacy for 62 years, and when they closed, Adam's Drugs became number one in that regard. And now a lot of folks are seeing their Rite Aid stores shuttered. And if you were a Rite Aid customer and you had a pretty good relationship, or at least were with them for a long time and got to know your pharmacist, here's another opportunity to get local service, build a relationship with a team of people who will work their butts off to, you know, make you a happy customer. And that's the family at Adam's Drugs. Great local business, a business that fights to make sure you get the lowest possible copays on your meds. And whenever I visit my store, I'm always so impressed when people come in to pick up their medications. They're greeted on a first-name basis. They really get to know you. The stores also feature gift shops, and if all you need to feel better is a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup, you can get that too. That you can self-prescribe. But for those of you who are now looking for a new pharmacy, please go to adamsdrugs.net, find the location nearest you, and give them a shot. It is 6:46. Cheap and Trashy is next.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things still looking really, really good. No problems so far on the interstate systems, the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn are all clear. A little fog in the area, patchy at best, no big deal. Everything else looking really good. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trinham State Community College. Admissions, financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If we handle relationships with tenderness and care, we'll be a lot happier. For the past 2 years, Van Moof, a Dutch bicycle company, has been shipping its bikes in cardboard boxes with pictures of TVs on the outside. This is because shipping companies generally don't handle bikes as carefully as they do televisions. So by shipping their bikes in TV boxes, Van Moof has reduced their damages on delivery by 70 to 80%. But what if we could find a way to reduce hurt feelings and broken relationships by 70 to 80%? In Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul gave us a good idea on where to start. He said, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. If we handle relationships with tenderness and care, we'll be a lot happier, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end of summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
FM, on your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Thank you for that, Rusty.
Yeah, you're quite right.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's see what's opening at theaters this weekend.
Hollywood is bringing back Predator. Yes, it came out of Hollywood, and no, it's not Harvey Weinstein. Now showing.
And then this feature.
In a world where there are boys who are white named Rick, Matthew McConaughey stars in White Boy Rick. Now open.
Wait a minute.
That's really the name of the movie?
I'm going to go and spend some money.
Yeah. White Boy Rick.
White Boy Rick.
Wonder if he's going to Missouri this weekend.
big premiere in your... Never mind, I'm not...
No.
This guy named Richie Merritt is the FBI's youngest informant, a 14-year-old drug dealer who works with the feds to keep his dad out of jail.
Uh-huh. White Boy Rick. Okay.
Matthew McConaughey is playing a 14-year-old? I guess not.
I think he's playing the dad, the guy, the kid who's the informant. Who he's trying to keep out of prison.
All right, all right.
I think he could do it, man. All right. Yeah, that's what he says all the time. He's funny.
This just in, a significant character on Modern Family will die this next season.
Get out of here!
They just said significant. They're not even hinting at who it might be.
Yeah.
It says from the producers, death is a topic families have to deal with, and on television it's not easy to do because that's a heavy subject, but at the same time, it would seem unusual for a family not to go through it. Certainly, what was the name of Roseanne's family on that show?
The Connors.
Yeah, they'll be dealing with that on episode one.
And which show was that, what you were talking about? Which show was that one?
Modern Family.
Modern Family.
Well, I mean, aren't they approaching their final season?
They've been on for a long time and very successful.
Usually when they're trying to jumpstart or get people back to a show, they want to kill somebody.
Kill somebody off. And bring somebody new in, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
In case you missed it from election news, actress Cynthia Nixon lost the Democratic primary for New York to Governor Andrew Cuomo. What a great choice they had.
Nixon lost.
She's a moon bat, man.
Nixon lost, yes. Oh, my God. Crazy. Norm MacDonald went on The View to apologize for his Me Too comments. And
did you view it?
No, and I'm disappointed.
I love Norm, but sometimes you just need to...
You know, this is like the McCarthy era. Somebody needs to say, have you no shame?
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if you're a Harvey Weinstein and you're committing crimes that you're going to be charged with, prosecuted for, and go to jail. Mm-hmm. But, God, I mean, I'd hate to think
Sorry.
I've wondered ever since if somebody wants to go back 30 years.
I know.
I was busy. They could make up whatever they wanted, and who would know the difference? But once the story's out there, you may as well be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, one of the women that launched this whole Me Too thing, she's caught paying off an underage guy. So.
And was this guy going to, like, tell?
The one she was
right.
He extorted, not extorted. He got money from them. In fact, he wanted a lot more than he got.
I guess so.
He settled for like $380,000 or something like that.
Man,
Julie Chen hosted Big Brother last night. As expected, she did not mention the controversy surrounding her husband, Les Moonves, who has resigned as the CEO of CBS this week.
You remember when people got fired, basically, and they just went away? And now you get like $80 million when you get fired?
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I could live with that.
Now, there were a lot of golden parachutes in our business in the 90s because companies, it was like that old thing where, you know, every time the Three Stooges threw a line in the water, they brought out a fish and said, go for your big brother.
Tell your big brother to come back, yeah. Right.
That's kind of how it worked in radio. And a lot of folks that were in really good spots that got bought up by other companies, the top guy got a nice golden parachute, and everybody else got screwed. Let's see.
I have so many funny things to say, but we have to keep the license and stuff.
Yeah. have any of you guys ever been fired and run out of town?
No.
I basically, I'll tell you about that.
On a train, on a rail?
I was not asked to leave, but it was pretty much, you know, I had to. Mm-hmm.
Did Jimmy Buffett actually go surfing in off the shore of South Carolina? Maybe is the answer to that. He posted a picture of himself and another guy on Folly Beach, South Carolina, holding surfboards.
Yeah.
In the caption, he says, I ain't afraid of dying. I got no need to explain. I feel like going surfing in a hurricane. And he hashtagged it, Folly Beach Surfing. He actually has a song called Surfing in a Hurricane.
Uh-huh. And also one of my favorites in one of his early songs, Trying to Reason with Hurricane Season.
Yeah.
Huh.
And he wrote that when there was, you know, hurricane seasons were relatively quiet back in the 80s and so forth.
You ever read any of his novels?
Tim Allen.
One, yeah.
Did the unthinkable yesterday and said something good about Donald Trump.
Oh, dear.
He says, do I like him or agree with him? I don't know. Somebody got this NAFTA thing done. How did that happen? It's like sleight of hand with this dude. There's this smoke and smelly food, but over here he just fixed a pothole. He got a lot of things done. But, of course, he already lost that show and had to come back for the same basic reasons. But that's one. That's one person who has at least come out and said something else.
Good.
So, at 6:58... the Duncans will be joining us in less than an hour for this week's Duncan and Son Predictathon. And, of course, you'll have a chance to win the works. When your car needs service or you need tires, you don't need to go anywhere else because they carry every major name brand tire at a true wholesale price at Don Duncan. And they give you pit crew-like service. If you let them know, I'm kind of tight for time. Man, it's amazing to watch them team up and get your car checked out. Certified top-notch technicians, customer service that will just blow you away. And that means if you need a ride back to your office or home or a pickup, just ask. They will accommodate you any way they can. Three locations, 2700 Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, and now in Millbrook on Highway 14. 6:58, fresh edition of Fox coming out, and then we'll also find out why September 14th is the greatest day ever.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.